Good morning, you're listening to FloraDaily.net, and we're at Greenville 2008 up in Boston, and I'm with John Bradford with Interface. How you doing, John?
I'm very well, thanks.
I appreciate you spending time with our listeners. You know, you guys, right in the center of the show, doing well. We all know you're growing because you're a bubble company, but so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Why don't you share with us your kind of what your green message is here at Greenville?
Well, we are launching missionzero.org here at Greenville this year, and it's a website that is a social networking website that also aggregates news, sustainable news, gives you the ability to connect with other people who think like you do, and it gives us a place to go and to get all of the information that's happening in the world on sustainability. It's about 300 different RSS feeds, the most on the net that we know of, and gives you the ability to kind of look through sorted news and see those things that are interesting to you, and then connect with others who have those same interests.
Well, you just showed it to me just a second ago in your booth, and you know, I'm impressed. It's probably a long time in development. I mean, I could tell by looking at it that you guys have been working on this for over a year, probably. Actually.
Yeah, we have. We've been putting together content feeds and things like that for over a year. And we've used parts of it internally as well to try to help us, you know, inside the business connect with each other. So we feel like, you know, that's a great gift to others who are out there searching for information like we were, and we look at it as a gift to the sustainable marketplace.
So it's a social network. Basically, you go to www.missionzero.org, and there it is, and you can register, sign up, be part of it, see the sustainability news that's going on. You can ask questions of other people that are part of the network. That's
right.
Kind of what it is. Right?
Launch your own missions. Help to pull others into things that you see that are important. Look through content. Join into a conversation and, you know, dialogue over certain subject matter. So it's pretty robust as far as all of the content and the ability to network in like-minded subjects. So.
Okay, and it's not just Interface. I mean, you're one company that's involved, but you've actually got Subaru, a couple other companies involved.
Oh yeah, we expect, you know, that going forward, Interface will end up being a real minority player in the content of this. Actually, we are today. Not very, you know, we don't add a lot of content, and we certainly have the Interface group in there, you know, and we dialogue amongst ourselves and with others in, you know, in the network, but we don't really add a lot of content.
Okay. Well, another thing I wanted to ask you, John, is that, you know, every year we poll the specifiers in the commercial marketplace, and we ask them, you know, of the people that are out there, tell us who's the most green. And for the last several years, you know, Interface has been number one on that answer. How is it that you guys, you know, I guess it goes all the way back to Ray Anderson and some of the things he was doing, but I mean, you guys have taken that number one position as being the brand that has the reputation for being green. Tell me how you've done it.
Well, you know, I'd hope that that's a reflection of how, you know, the design community sees Interface. We're very deliberate about what we're doing along that journey, that Mission Zero journey. And, you know, our innovations are all connected in that strategy, and they build upon each other. And I think that, I hope that, you know, that top seat, I guess, is a reflection of the people understanding where we're going, seeing where we're going, and that we're not just a company who is talking about what we've done, but we also realize that the path is long ahead of us, and we've got to look to the future to do that. So we think a lot about, you know, that leadership position and where we're going, probably a lot more so than where we've been. So.
All right. Well, we're at Greenville, as I said, and you sound a little hoarse because you know, it's early afternoon on the first day, and it's you know, it's a lot of traffic down there. I think there's probably 30,000 people here. What are you seeing the most of? I mean, who are coming into your show, and who are you impacting at a show like that?
You know, we are seeing everybody. We're seeing recycling companies coming into the booth, architects and designers, obviously. We've seen some installation guys. We've seen some people who are selling other, you know, products coming into the booth and signing on. users, you know, different different users from a content standpoint, green build people. I mean, it's everybody. Everybody here has been through the booth, or at least a representative probably from every single group. So
yeah,
and it's encouraging, really encouraging.
And I'm sure from your perspective, you think coming to this show is probably worthwhile, especially being the green, you know, known as the brand that's the greenest.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it gives us a chance to, you know, to see what's happening in the marketplace, but for the most part, to talk to people who are out there, you know, talking to the customers, talking to the end users, and understanding what's on their mind, and that gives us an opportunity to do that, you know, in a atmosphere that's open. And
you know, one of the things about a company like yours, I mean, you guys are doing some things as far as, you know, bringing back products and turning them back in, doing the whole cradle to cradle thing, and
Cool Blue Line.
Cool Blue Line. And, you know, this show moves around, so you're going to be impacting every time, every year you're going to be impacting. How do you make sure that what has become the old story to you, that you're continuing to tell that whole cradle to cradle story, you know, at the new people that you're exposed to, say up in Boston?
Well, I think the network is a big player in that, you know, keeping people informed of what's going on and what, you know, what we're capable of doing, answering those kind of questions, but at the same time then understanding, you know, what the needs in the marketplace are, so you can adjust with those things. So you've got this, you know, if this thing builds out to become a web, you know, that's kind of woven on interest, it's going to move and become, you know, where the future is. So that's a really exciting thing. It's like a living organism in itself.
But, you know, like as I said, I mentioned earlier that Ray Anderson has been one who's, you know, stepped out with a long time ago and done a lot of traveling, given a lot of speeches. Is he still out there talking and the whole sustainability and the Mission Zero?
He did over 150 speeches last year. Yeah. So, you know, that's one every other day.
Right.
And I don't think he's slowing down by any stretch. So, yeah, he is certainly out there preaching the gospel, so to speak.
Well, you guys continue to win awards around what you do on the sustainability effort, and you're to be applauded for it. About to run out of time. I did want to thank you for being with us, John. We've been talking to John Bradford, who's VP of R&D and Operations at Interface, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.